There once was a tiny gray mare, who lived underground unaware that her life would transform when the girl she adored broke lockdown and traveled elsewhere. Now convinced that her love must be saved, she enters a world cold and gray, but it isn't good luck when the very first buck she meets wants her to be a slave. She declines his most generous offer, and then meets the mysterious Watcher, who then sends her to kill raiders in Ponyville and save the wasteland's favorite author. She then finds a gun named Little Mac, a revolver with quite a good flack, but it seems meeting traitors while dressed as a raider's a good way to prompt an attack. She ends up with a few injuries, but she can't be stopped that easily, and the buck that flayed her feels he owes a favor, so he helps her to kill some beasties. With a brand newing man here to stay, and the radio singing her praise, she hops on a train to go rescue the dame who brought her here in the first place. But the mare's not in trouble, it happens. She's just helping some slavers and captives. But then out of the storm comes a fierce alicorn who was scary until she got flattened. Now our hero and friends must make haste, as they liberate all of the slaves. They stave off an assault and destruction results when they find that their train has no brakes. With the gang thoroughly isolated, they arrive at the Dilapidated, home of one Pinky Bell who has a mega spell which is summarily confiscated. But when Railwright shows up on the spot, and tells them get lost or get shot, they have nowhere to go, so they strike out in Rome and end up on a mission from God. Of course, it's not as easy as they'd like, when they find an army of Red Eye, who's a fascist enforcer, a slavery endorser, and all around not a nice guy. But they're not having any of that, so the team has to set up a trap. They kill bad guys at large, put a griffin in charge, and there's also a dragon and crap. The next job for our hero is an orb, that will take her memory and absorb it to show her the past where she finds out at last that Flutters is super adorbs. When she sees a buck near meet his end, and it turns out his wound she can mend, she hunts down the supplies that will cause him to rise, now the alicorn hunter's her friend. Except that he's kind of a dick, and doubts her motives while she's sick. But then after a wank, she feels strong as a tank, so they head for Manhattan right quick. When the four all reach Ten Pony Tower, after taking a nap and a shower, our hero says hey to the local DJ who's been broadcasting all her encounters. Well, the radio buck's not a dude, but instead a mare looking for tunes, so our hero brings back a couple new tracks for this pony she finds rather cute. But her dreams of romance are delayed, when some Talon mercs have to be saved. Alicorn blood is spilled, and a few more are killed when a city block goes up in flames. Yet our hero fights something much worse, an addiction as strong as a curse. But the medic steps in with a dart of poison, and some unwanted rehab occurs. Since pills may no longer be popped, our hero tries cherries.
Clap clap!
But there's still work to do, so the mare and her crew must head off to a far mountaintop. It is there that something seems amiss, when a dragon shows up. Aw, piss. But it's actually alright, turns out Watcher is Spike, and he only wants to reminisce. But the team must return to the hunt. They've a stallion they wish to confront. Red Eye's in his city, the hell that is Philly, and they're looking to end his cruel stunt. They now face some incredible dangers, but it turns out they have a game changer, for their terse companion is a star paladin and a big shot among the Steel Rangers. These tentative allies provide our hero some awful advice. Just dress up as a slave and walk in the front gate and take down Red Eye from the inside. Well, this terrible plan doesn't work, and Red Eye ruins her day with a smirk. If she wants to go free, she must kill six ponies, and the injustice makes her berserk. So instead of attacking, she flees, and her striped adversary agrees. The pony and zebra both ditch the arena and add a new mare to the team. With her party now up to full size, she must prevent her loved one's demise. The place wherefrom she hails is being assailed by her ever-so-loyal allies. With her anger turned up to full blast, she shreds every tin can in her path. But she also allows all the ones who stand down to surrender and join the outcasts. Alicorns are still causing a mess, so our hero confronts the goddess, and she fully intends to bring her to an end, but instead walks away with a quest. She's to find a sable publication, to allow alicorn replication, but as fun as that sounds, she would rather kill hounds and plot deity abdication. But it proves a difficult endeavor, when the goddess can read minds whenever, so she plans out a ruse, tells her friends what to do, then forgets the whole thing altogether. Now her memories are no help at all, but she hasn't the spare time to stall. And since Canterlot sucks, they need their ranger buck. Time to go give the outcast a call. But the stallion they need is quite busy. Civil War has him up in a tizzy. And he's caught in a fix trying to play politics with an elderly psychotic sissy. As with all of their problems, they kill it. Then head off to a quaint little village. But the town of Arbu has a messed up menu and our hero is pushed past her limit. With her anger and ammo both live, not a single cannibal survives. But a town shot to hell doesn't go over well and her public image takes a dive. Next, some alicorns need to be fought, to save a town from a tight spot. And the zebra stays there to provide them with care while the rest head out for Canterlot. They face robots and ghouls on the cloud, but our hero is not easily cowed. So she grabs the black book, gives six orbs a good look, and with purpose her life is endowed. The main six have shown her what to do, but the goddess must first be removed. Detonation in five, then the Enclave arrive, and they want to negotiate. Boom! Now with war accidentally declared, Enclave raptors descend from the air. It's a full-scale assault, death and bloodshed result, but our hero is always prepared. With the help of her friend Ditsy-Doo, and the titular Sonic Radboom, all the warships are felled, and the soldiers repelled, and the Enclave are forced to regroup. But an army is hard to keep down, and they're no longer fooling around. They pull out all the stops to send in the Black Ops and put Wonderbolt boots on the ground. Now our heroes can't possibly win, unless they try conciliation, and peace talks almost work, but then Red Eye, that jerk, shows up and the real war begins. Now with fights breaking out on all sides, our hero and Red Eye collide, so she ends that weasel in his own cathedral and apotheosis is denied. Now there's only one bad guy to fight, the Enclave and its military might. So our heroes regroup and then rally the troops and then knock them right out of the sky. After all the hardship she has faced, our hero is finally safe. So she ends her last quest, takes a well-deserved rest, and then writes the best book in the wastes.